14 minutes past four, you are listening to As-Suhoor on Radio Islam International. So time for us to take a look at an ayah that was recited in the Taraweeh Salah last night. Last night, alhamdulillah, the fifth juz of the Quran al-Kareem was completed. So the first four nights, one and a quarter. From tonight, inshallah, one para. So it gets a little less, maybe 5 minutes, 6 minutes quicker, the Taraweeh. Earlier, you will exit. So there's a verse towards the end of the fifth juz of the Quran al-Kareem, actually the opening verse of the last quarter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah will not forgive shirk, associating partners with Him. But besides that, Allah will forgive or can forgive anything. So here the scholars give us an explanation that this refers to after death. Whilst you are alive, even from kufr and shirk, and kufr is included in shirk, yeah, the Mufassirin tell us, you can make tawbah, you make a sincere tawbah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be willing to forgive you. I mean, that is exactly why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent. The Meccans had got involved in shirk. If there was no hope for them, even whilst they were alive, what would the point be of sending a Nabi? However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, and he made da'wah to them, he invited them, and many of them accepted Islam. So from mushriks, from those associating partners with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they became from amongst the greatest of humans, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. As long as you are alive, as long as you are breathing, you can make tawbah from anything, from kufr, from shirk, and from any major sin. As long as your soul does not reach your throat, because at that time, when your soul reaches your throat at the time of death, now you can see the afterlife, you can see the reward waiting for you, or the punishment waiting for you, and then the scholars say, it's too late to accept Islam, because now the next life is kind of started. At that point, everyone would accept Islam. But prior to that, you make tawbah from kufr and shirk, and there are many, right at the end of their lives, because of some good that they did, Allah granted them tawfiq, they brought iman, it wiped out. When you become Muslim, it wipes out an entire life of sin. And such people are so fortunate, because they then pass on in a very clean state. However, after death, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has decreed He would not forgive kufr and shirk. Not that He can't, but He won't. He has decreed that in His wisdom. So the first thing we need to learn from here is that iman is our greatest asset. Allah has given it to us without us deserving it. We now need to preserve it. We need to protect it. Because how you live, that is how you will die. And how you die, that is how you will be resurrected. So if we live our lives as true Muslims, because al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus, iman increases and decreases based on your actions. So if you continue to improve your actions, your iman will strengthen. Hopefully you pass on with iman. Then you are eligible for eternal salvation and you stand a chance. Everything else can be forgiven by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All your good deeds can outweigh your evil deeds and you will be granted Jannah. So we see great mercy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that prior to death, and enough warning and enough time and respite has been granted to those who are involved in kufr and shirk, that you have until your soul reaches your throat. You know that gurgling sound. In Allah yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yugharghir. You have until then to repent for your kufr and shirk. And many take the opportunity and they repent. On a general level, until the sun doesn't rise from the west, which is right before Qiyamah, tawbah will still be accepted. And for believers, there's great hope as well in terms of the afterlife, that besides kufr and shirk, inshallah, if I can pass away with iman, then everything else Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can forgive. For some, Allah will forgive everything. For others, Allah won't forgive everything in His wisdom. But at least you know that there is that hope that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can forgive. So there's a point of aqeedah here, that you know, you have to die in the state of iman to be eligible for eternal salvation. But there's also a point of great hope, that as long as I'm alive, I can continue to make tawbah. And if I die as a Muslim, even after I've passed on, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His mercy can forgive any of my sins and all of my sins. And once again, to conclude, reiterating that point, that value your iman. That's how valuable it is. That without your iman, then you do not stand a chance of being forgiven in the hereafter. But for those who are still alive, even without iman, we should continue to encourage them, make dua for them, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses them with iman.